With a number of athletes not competing in this year's Tour de Ski in order to save themselves for the Olympics, team spokesman Tom Kelly says that Team USA posted some of its best results since it started competing in the seven-stage race over 9 days in three countries, Germany, Italy, and Switzerland.
A little bit like the Tour de France, and in cross-country skiing over the last 8 years, it's really become the preeminent series. The U.S. has only been participating in it the last 3 or 4 years and had some best-ever results, first of all, last Tuesday in a sprint race, a freestyle sprint race in Lenzerheide, Switzerland. Simi Hamilton of Aspen picking up a win in that stage. And then overall in the Tour, Liz Steven, who's based right here in Park City, a Vermont native, who's moved out here to train here in town and work at the Center of Excellence, finishing seventh overall. She was third fastest up the hill climb, the 9K fabled Alpe de Cermis climb in Italy on Sunday, and that was the best American finish ever. Keegan Randall has been top 10 before, but seventh by Liz Steven, the best ever by an American, Jesse Diggins, finishing 13th. So all in all, a very successful tour.
The U.S. National Cross Country Championships are underway at Soldier Hollow. 350 athletes are racing, with more races coming up tomorrow morning and Friday midday. Park City's Rosie Brennan finished third in Sunday's freestyle sprint event. She's now training with the prestigious APU, or Alaska Pacific University, squad.
Now, Rosie Brennan grew up here in Park City, went to Dartmouth, and is now training out of APU Nordic, picking up the bronze medal yesterday in the freestyle sprint. Good finish for her. She's actually spent the first part of her season on the World Cup as the Super Tour leader. She'd qualified for a spot, and now she's at the U.S. Championships and really looking pretty good. The program that she trains with right now, APU Nordic, is one of the best clubs in the country. A lot of top U.S. ski team athletes like Keegan Randall and Holly Brooks and Sadie Bjornsson coming out of that program.
18-year-old Michaela Schifrin continues to dominate on the slalom hill, winning her sixth Slalom World Cup on Sunday in Bormio, Italy.
A great win for her. She's now the top qualifier for the USA for the Olympics coming up shortly.
And for freestyle, Deer Valley once again hosting the World Cup Moguls and Aerials competition later this week.
Not a lot of events so far in freestyle. The second Moguls event of the World Cup season was held this Saturday in Calgary. Hannah Carney finishing second, so she gets a qualification for an Olympic spot. Patrick Nenin with his first podium of the year finishing in third position. So it's all coming to Deer Valley this week with Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night under the lights. We expect a lot of spectators up there. It's totally free, so come on out 7 o'clock each night. We have moguls on Thursday night, aerials on Friday, and then again individual moguls on Saturday. Two moguls competitions because they're Olympic qualifiers, so no dual moguls this year, but you do get to see the athletes vying for Olympic spots. And, you know, particularly as we come down to the wire, really, really critical for these athletes to get on the podium. Our top Olympic qualifying criteria is two top three finishes. So right now, Hannah Carney, the only one with two top three finishes.
A street dance featuring Big Head Todd and the Monsters will kick off the festivities tomorrow on Lower Main Street starting at 7 p.m. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.